December 14, 2018. So let's talk this morning about whether Jews, or rather non-Jews, can fulfill mitzvot. What do I mean by that? Of course, Jews can fulfill mitzvot. What do I mean fulfill mitzvot? Of course, they could go ahead and they could perform whatever they want to perform. I want to know, al pi halacha, al pi din, when they perform the mitzvah, is it considered a kiyum mitzvah or not? Again, you'll say that's
for them, it's not.
Yeah, so that's what I want to know. You decided, you have a decision on the class. I want to know that question. Now, it sounds like a theoretical question. In reality, though, it's going to touch on pretty important concepts of what it means to fulfill a mitzvah. And with that, I'll begin. So, Mishnah Masechet Terumot here in source number one, Perek Gimal Mishnah Chet says, Hanochri v'hakuti, Terumatan Teruma. Says a non-Jew gives teruma, gives ma'aseh, gives hekdesh, in each one of those circumstances is considered a valid teruma, valid ma'aseh, valid hekdesh. I don't know what that suggests. So Charlie says that suggests they're just like Israel. I don't think it makes them just like Israel just yet. It means that their matanav, teruma, ma'aseh is accepted and valid, says Harambam in his Perusha Mishnayot, however, in source number two, Hanochrim afal pi she'enan hayavim b'misvot, right, we know that, they're not obligated in the misvot, im asu mehem shum davar, yesh lahem kesat sachar. Says Harambam in Perusha Mishnayot, they still have some reward. Now keep in mind, our Gemara on Daf Gimal, which we saw just this past week, when it was talking about the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, remember, Ra'av Yater Goyim, the Gemara at the top of the page, suggested that they get Sachar Ke'eno Mesuveh Ve'oseh. Remember, to be Hanina, however, Gadol Mesuveh Ve'oseh, Mimisheino Mesuveh Ve'oseh. So Harambam right now, in this context, is suggesting, well, they get Sachar, but it's not the full Sachar, וזהו מן העיקר שלנו וכיוון שמשתתפים מאמנו בשכר says Arambam in almost a counterintuitive fashion, he says since they get reward for fulfillment מעשיהם במצוות קיימים כאשר תראה, as a result their מעשה המצווה is קיים, it's קיים ועומד, and as a result תרומתן תרומה הקדשן הקדש מעשרן מעשר. Now this seems to suggest perhaps that they have a fulfillment of a mitzvah. Again, Joey's asking from where and what fashion. Hang on. Before we even go further, Joey has a friend, thankfully, that in terms of accounting it as a fulfillment of a mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah of a non-Jew, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein here in source number three, in She'elot Teshuvot Igerot Moshe and Yorei De'ah Chelek Bet Siman Zayin. So he had already written a teshuvah, in which, based on a plethora of sources, he suggested that non-Jews don't have kiyum mitzvot. And so then he was challenged. He had several sources. I mean, we'll go through the whole Teshuvah another time. Then he was challenged. He was challenged from this Perusha Mishnayot of Harambam. The questioner said, but doesn't Perusha Mishnayot? So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, well, let me stop and deal with this. First things first. He says, first things first, this Mishnah doesn't talk about all mitzvot. This Mishnah talks about Terumah, Ma'asir, Hekdesh. He says, if you look in sources of both Hachamim and Torah, we're already familiar with the fact that they're involved with these sorts of mitzvot. So where we have sources in Torah or Hazal, where the Chachamim or the Torah explicitly says that non-Jews fulfilled these matters, yeah, they have a kiyum mitzvah, albeit not like a Jew, but they have them with anything else. So he says, for example, what's the most classic example of a korban of a non-Jew that was accepted? Parashat Balak, Parashat Balak. Balak and Bil'am are constantly being makriv korbanot, seemingly being accepted. So says Siddaka, we have similar sources in this respect. However, and take a look at the second line after the ellipsis here, it says, Aval, Bishmirat Shabbat, Viyom Tov, Hanachat Tefillin, Sisit, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Achilat Kashrut, Zihira Mesha'at Nez, V'chadome, Enayim Shum Sachar Al Zeh. תן שייכים כלל למצוות אלו, כיוון דלת נהו בקבלת התורה, ואינם מצוות לדידו כלל. If they didn't accept the Torah, again, a large part of our Gemara and the onset of Masechet Avodah Zarah is talking about acceptance of the Torah by the non-Jews, or non-acceptance, or fulfillment, and so forth. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, says there's no fulfillment. If we have circumstances where they fulfilled, and we know that already, so those are verified cases. Anything else, we assume not so. And so what is Harambam in source number two telling us? In specific mitzvot. He points to, as a source for himself, as a, in order to support himself, source number four, Perek Yod V'chot Melachim Halachatet, says Harambam, Goy She'asak Batorah Hayav Mita. That's a famous thing.
Well, not really.
Famous statement of the Chachamim, which we saw in our Gemara, we'll see it at other times. We get what osek means to toil, to be involved in. I remember our Gemara said, but what about that counter statement that if it's osek batorah, it's kekohen gadol? Remember, we had just a few days ago, we saw there was the Tosafot at the top of Dav Gimal, compared these two Gemarot. On the one hand, Goy She'asak Batorah Hayav Mita, Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. On the other hand, our Gemara, the Gemara Masechet Torayot, says that if a Goy is osek batorah, he's Kohen Gadol. What did Tosafot answer? Remember? No, that was a Gemara and different kinds of Tosafot answered. It was the difference between whether they're studying their own mitzvot, the Sheva mitzvot, or other mitzvot, which is, I pointed out then, and it's an important conversation to be had. We had it on a Sunday morning last year. So what does that mean in terms of non-Jews in general? So how do we, can we teach non-Jews Torah? What amounts of Torah can we teach them?
You can go all the way back to Cain and Hevel. They had the mincha.
Korban. Okay. Noah.
They had fruits.
Noah. Understood.
It is. They have some kind of belief.
So to a certain extent, the Harambam will say we don't actually put them to death for these matters. We make that statement, they're Hayav Mita. We end up giving them lashes if we have jurisdiction. But when it comes down to it, says Harambam, they're not supposed to be Shomer Shabbat either. Klalo shel davar, says Harambam. Here's the principle of the matter. En manichin otan lehadesh dat. What's lehadesh dat?
For them.
To create religion. Yeah. ולעשות מצוות לעצמן לדעתן. They can't fulfill mitzvot on their own, based on their own volition. So says... No, what are you talking about? They're fulfilling mitzvot?
Right.
So if you have jurisdiction,
they have Friday, they have Sunday.
I understand. So he's telling you that, but again, this, practically speaking, but for our purposes, says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, wait a second. Harambam's telling me, klelo shel davar, you're not allowed to allow them, you may not permit them to fulfill mitzvot. If they're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvot, doesn't that imply that their fulfillment of the mitzvot is not a fulfillment? In other words, if they fulfill the mitzvah and it's considered a kiyum ha-mitzvah, so why wouldn't we be allowed to permit them to do so? The statement of Harambam makes sure that he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. Well, that's a pretty strong and bold statement, but it implies... One more time. In a circumstance where Am Yisrael is in charge, where you have jurisdiction, it is your business.
It's your situation.
But fundamentally, you're getting sidetracked on the wrong points over here. Fundamentally, what Harambam is telling you is, if you have that capability, prevent them from doing it. Doesn't that imply that they don't have a kiyum mitzvah? That's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's argument. Limashal. Okay, Limashal, it's a shame AB's not here for this one. But let's say you have a retail store. You have a retail store in Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And you're working the cash register. But someone needs to talk to you outside. Your wife calls you and you have to take a phone call outside. So you leave the register for a moment. You walk outside to pick up the phone call. You walk back in and the security guard had sat down at the cash register and was accepting orders and giving change and things like that. So thank you very much. Please come find your way back to the door. So he says to you, but in the interim, while you were on the phone, I was working the cash register.
I can do it.
Sachar. I'll pay up for it. I said, but what? Would you pay up for that? So he says, listen, I was involved. He said, but that's not your job. You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be the security guard. You're supposed to be up at the front door. I appreciate what you did, but I don't want you here. And as a result, I'm not rewarding you. For that's to a certain extent, that's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's argument based on Harambam. The question is, hang off on unbelief. Right now, we're on kiyum ha-mitzvot. So, but the question is, will this hold up in terms of Harambam's writings in general? We have an explicit Teshuv B'Av here in source number 6 in She'elot Teshuvot Harambam. It's known as Pe'er Hador in Siman Samech. She'ela! Yachol Yisrael la'asot peri'a le'akum or lo. Peri'a is a reference to?
Peri'mila.
V'im yesh chiluk ben osrim li'ishma'ilim b'zeh, would there be a distinction between Christians and Muslims? Teshubah. This is a specific transcript which Chaim David Yosef brings from Hotzad Mekisei Nirdamim. Mutar li'Yisrael la'mul ha'goy, im roseh ha'goy l'chrot ha'orla u'lahasira. This is absolutely permitted. Lefi, shekol mitzvah she'ha'goy oseh, notin lo sechar mitzvah. This is any mitzvah that they fulfill. Any mitzvah they fulfill, they are rewarded for. Ach, enoki mishuhu mitzvah. Similar to our Gemara on Daf Gimel. Ubilvad. He gives you a tenai of your condition. Sheyaseh keshuhu modeh benevuat Moshe Rabbeinu. He's doing it with full acceptance of nevuat Moshe. Hametzaveh zot mipi Elokim yita'ala. And Moshe was commanding based on God. Uma'amin b'zeh. If there's anything short of acceptance of Moshe, of Torah Hashem, and fulfillment for that purpose, there's no sachar, there's no kiyum. Ve'lo she'yaseh l'sibah acheret o al pi de'a she'ra ale asmo. So in short, what Harambam does state is seemingly counter to what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's argument was. Any mitzvah, including Birit Milan, anything else for that purpose, but he does give a clause. What's his clause? They're doing it al pi Torah, al pi Moshe. In fact, Rambam makes a similar statement here in Perek Chayet Vilchot Melachim Alacha Yod Aleph. He's here talking about Ger Toshav. What's Ger Toshav? Someone who accepts the Seva Mitzvot Benenor. Kol HaMekabel Sheva Mitzvot V'nishan La'asotan Harezi Mechasidei Omot HaOlam V'yesh Lo Chelek La'olam Haba. V'hu provided that his acceptance of Mitzvot Shikabel Otan V'yaseh Otan Mipenei Shesiva Bahen HaKadosh Baruch Hu BaTorah V'hodi'anu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu Shebnei Noach Mikodem Nitztavu Bahen. The statement here of Harambam is that Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach are provided that they're doing it for the proper reason. They're doing it for what sort of reason? This is Torah Hashem. This Kibalnu Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's an interesting statement that says we're not only.
How do you know what they're thinking?
This is not for me. This is not for me to decide. But the point is, I'm talking more fundamentally than practically right now. It means that now. So let's pause for a second, right? So here's my pause for a second. You're dealing with a Jewish person who's fulfilling mitzvot, but he doesn't have the proper intent in fulfilling the mitzvot. He's just doing it. He knows. He grew up in such a family. That's why. But does he have sachar for his kiyum mitzvah?
Yes.
So absolutely.
Yes.
So what's the circumstance over there? In other words, the circumstances in that situation would be like as follows, right? You have your retail store in Myrtle Beach, and you're working the cash register. And the security guard goes and sits down at the cash register. Now, he sits down at the cash register. He asks him, what were you doing? Why was I? This is, I'm part of this team. And I'm part of the team. I'm not just a security guard. You hired me to work in the store. So I sat down at the cash register now to work the cash register. What was my intention? My intention is I'm part of this team. I don't have the exact explicit in order to whatever. And as a result, and he wants to be paid up. That's the Jewish guy in this circumstance. So that's the distinction here of Harambam. The distinction between these two circumstances is one's a person who's an outsider. He's an outsider. Why were you working the cash register? You want reward for working the cash register? If his statement is, listen, I'm doing it to play for the team, I'm doing something along those lines. Okay, so maybe in such a circumstance, that's Harambam. If he does it for Torat Moshe, for Torat Hashem, and so forth, then Sachar, but Eino Kim Mesuveh Voseh. If he does it for any other purpose, if he does it for whatever other reason he may have, no Sachar. If it's a person who's on the team already, it's a person who belongs in the store, and he just shifts roles. In other words, he's not fulfilling the mitzvot for the proper intention. Let's call it mitzvot without kavanah. Let's call it mitzvot without any intent. But it's a Jewish person who's performing them. Harambam would certainly say there is sachar. In fact, this distinction I heard from Rabbi...
Is that more or less? Or
what if you flip this?
Of course, there's no question. If you're doing it with the proper intent, it's a great reward. Now, so this distinction, this approach I heard from my rabbi, one of my rabbis, from Rabbi Meir Twersky in Yeshiva University. He published it here in this book, in Bet Yitzhak, which is the Kobetz Chidushei Torah. It's a collection of Chidushei Torah from Yeshiva University. When Tefshin Samichvav, so that's what I was saying to Sharon earlier. This building on the front, this is Yeshiva University. This is 187th Street, and this is Amsterdam Avenue, and this is where I studied many years of my life. And I showed him as well. So the editors of this journal, so the first one is, you see the name? Avraham Eliezer Harari. That's me. So, and he wrote this in here. And so just to look here in source number 8, when he explains it, it says, Omek ha-peshat b'divrei ha-rambam hu sheha-hoda'a b'nevuat Moshe Rabbeinu. ובציווי הקדוש ברוך הוא, for a non-Jew, אינו בגדר תנאי קודם למעשה. When the non-Jew says, yeah, listen, I accept the reasoning for this, I accept the rationale, that's not just conditional. You want to know what that is? That is the performance of the mitzvah. They're not a part of performance of mitzvot. So they want to perform a mitzvah, and you want to argue that they have a completion of that mitzvah? What reason? What is the completion? The completion is acceptance of Torah. In other words, it, by definition, instead of saying, no, but instead of saying that their performance, like a Jewish person, is, listen, I perform the mitzvah and I happen to accept that. For a non-Jew, the argument over here is, according to Harambam, there's no distinction. You can't distinguish between the two. The very performance of that mitzvah is acceptance. Ela miguf kiyum ha-mitzvah. Kiyum ha-mitzvah mitbatzea beze shemekabel alav ol mitzvot. Modeh b'tzibuy ha-shem al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. Ve'oseh kedevar ha-sivuy. Kelomar, etzim ha-kiyum hu ha-hoda'a b'sivuy ha-kadosh baruch hu yidei Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. So again, in our mashal, the circumstance would be that if the security guard works at the cash register and his statement is to you, listen, I'm doing this because I want to be a part of this team, because I believe in the mission. You're going to turn to that employee and you're going to say to him, get out of my face. I'm not rewarding you for this. The very definition of what he's doing over there is accepting business. As opposed to if it's a regular worker, he sits down and you say to him, what was your intention? I don't care what his intention was. When it comes down to it, he's playing for the team. In fact, yes, Joseph.
Okay, my point is like this. Let's say, let's flip this whole story around the other way. And they're sitting on West Street and in the I don't want to mention the church over there, but they're sitting in a church and they're learning, some kind of learning.
Yeah.
Why do the Jews have Sahara? What do we have? So what are they saying? What are they saying? So flip this whole story around the way we're saying it to them. What are they saying about us?
I have no idea.
Do they have a first person they're praying to?
I got to go ask them, Joey.
No, but do you understand what I'm just saying? We're saying now that they might have Sahara, they don't have Sahara. We're saying the same thing. What are they saying about us?
I don't know. You got to go ask them.
So
go,
what do they believe in? So they have some kind of sechad.
Okay, you got to ask them.
You understand the question?
So in fact, if you look at Harambam, I don't know. If you look at Harambam,
you have to believe in something.
If you look at the words of Harambam in Ilchot Melachim here, in Perek Yod of Ilchot Melachim, so if you recall, it would be Moshe Feinstein, which words did he point to? Okay. Which words did he point to in advancing his statement? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, a non-Jew tries to fulfill the mitzvah, there's no such thing as kiyum mitzvah. What was his proof for this? You remember his proof? It was these bolded words. Klalo shel davar. Here's the principle of the matter. En manichin otan lehadesh dav la'asot mitzvot la'atzman mida'atan. Right? His statement was, we wouldn't, if we had the capability, allow them to perform them.
Right.
Says Rabbi Twersky, and he quotes from Hatam Sofer on this, he says, pay careful attention to who Harambam is referring to over here in Halachat Tet. So let's read the first words. Goy she'asak b'Torah chayav mita. V'chein, at the end of the line, goy she'shavat afilu b'yom mi'mot ha'chol, and so forth. What's he talking about? A non-Jew.
Non-Jew.
Look at the next paragraph, which is halacha yod. Ben Noah she'rasa la'asot mitzvah mishar mitzvot ha'Torah. He changes the wording.
Beside the seven mitzvot.
Is it the same person or is it a different person?
It's
a different type of person. In Halakha Tet, what Harambam was referring to is someone who didn't accept seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. In other words, he's not modeh in Yehud Hashem. He's not modeh to Moshe Rabbeinu and Kabbalat HaTorah. And as such, says Harambam, that type of person, and manichinoto, that type of person is the guy, is the security guard sitting down at the cash register, says, get up and get out. You're a security guard. You don't want to be working the cash register. You do this for some sort of ulterior motives. You don't belong at the cash register. However, if I'm dealing with a Ben Noah, if I'm dealing with a person who the very fulfillment of sitting down at that cash register means he's playing for the team, such a circumstance, that's a person you're going to fully accept. And it's like, you might say, Naharam Bam is not, Sharon would get angry at even such a suggestion, but you might say, he's throwing around the words loosely. Sometimes it says Goy, sometimes it says Ben Noah. As you continue reading the words of Harambam, he's clear that he's distinguishing between the two. Because in fact, when he says in the second paragraph, in Halacha Yod, listen to the words, Benoch sherasa la'asot mitzvah mishar mitzvot ha-Torah kedei lekabel sachar, en monin oto mi la'asot ha-kil chita. He wants to fill mitzvot, you don't prevent him. Already, I mean, it's pretty clear. Ve'im hevi ola, he brings a korban ola, mekabelim mimenu. Natan sadaka, mekabelim mimenu. Yera'et should have a hair at the end, li, shenotnin ota la'aniyei Yisrael. He says, if a ben Noah brings tzedakah, give it to Ani Yisrael. Hoil vehu nizom Yisrael, umesuvei alehem lahayoto. His rationale notwithstanding. Aval, however, hagoy shenatan tzedakah. He's distinguishing. He said, ben Noah who gives tzedakah, who are you giving it to? Yisrael. Goy shenatan tzedakah, mekabelim imenu, vinotin ota, l'ani hagoyim. Rambam's distinguishing between goy and ben Noah. What? We accept it, we give it to the non-Jews. So in short, what's taking place over here, what's taking place, what Rabbi Twersky suggests, is Harambam is distinguishing between the type of Kiyum HaMitzvah for a non-Jew. And it was just too simplistic to say there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein argues, or there's always a Kiyum HaMitzvah like the questioner is trying to suggest to him. It says you have to distinguish over here, you have to understand the purpose that underlies that fulfillment of the mitzvah. Because when it comes down to it, if you tell me it's a Jew's fulfillment, mitzvah, so we can debate mitzvot tzirichot kavana, mitzvot enan tzirichot kavana. When it comes down to it, performance of the mitzvah isn't necessarily tied in with the reasoning and rationale. Ask any person in the knis why they're putting on tefillin, you'll probably get 25 different answers. Does that mean that nobody's actually fulfilling the mitzvah? Does the rationale? Ask anyone if they thought about the appropriate intent on how to perform the mitzvah or what it means to have the kavanah for that mitzvah. Unless, so does that mean there's no performance? No. We generally speaking try to have kavanah in the mitzvah. Harambam, we oftentimes accept, says mitzvot inan tzrichot kavanah, however. How could that be? The answer is because Am Yisrael and Jews, when we're doing fulfilling the mitzvot, we're doing it as an employee in the store, and we're sitting down at the cash register and filling in as playing for the team. So I didn't have the full right intent. That's okay. We're still going to reward you for it because you're playing for the team. You're doing this as part of this. However, if it's a non-Jew, the question is, what are you doing right now? If your statement is anything other than interest to be on the team, interest to be mekabel Torah Hashem and al pi Moshe Rabbeinu in such a circumstance, no fulfillment. If that is your intent, however, that is the fulfillment. We don't separate and distinguish between intent and fulfillment. They are one and the same. Baruch Adonai Be'olam. Amen.